right, that is the Brothers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The Brothers Cortez doing Backdoor, recorded live on the Motor Live Drive back last fall. And they are going to be at the Logger House Saturday night. I need to remind you that you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. This has been the Motor Calendar, pre-recorded this week. They should be getting ready for the live drive at 5 right about now. We've got the band Question coming in today. I'm out of town, and I recorded this on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to play some more music just in case they need to kill some extra time, because I've got lots more music than I can get in an hour, as always. The band iCrime is going to be playing Saturday night at Northern Lights. That's in Detroit. We're going to listen to something off their CD, Get the Knife. It's called Candy Soldier, and you can check them out at the Northern Lights Saturday night.
Back when you had me against the wall, your touch was barely a feather light, and now you're on like a turn. What you
All right, that's iCrime off their CD Get the Knife called Candy Soldier, and they're going to be at the Northern Lights Saturday night. Another band playing in town Saturday night is the Detroit Crunk Star. They are playing at Bowlers in Plymouth. That is on Ann Arbor Road. And we're going to hear something from Freaky Nasty Volume 2. And it's the only instrumental on the CD, and that's the only one I can play because it's the only one FCC approved. But they're a good, funky, kind of hip-hoppy band, Detroit Crunk Star. And if you want to check them out at Bowlers, that's on Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth this Saturday night. That's an instrumental by the Detroit Crunk Star. They're an amazing band with three percussionists, three horn players, and a couple of singers and rappers. Good band playing out at both.
You are listening to the only station making waves, WHFR.FM. I'm Chris Wright, and I'm filling in for Margaret and Roger today on Motor Live Drive at 5, even though it's a little past 5, but that's besides the point. Today we're here with the band Questions. Hopefully we'll have a good time. I know it's going to be a good time because it's Motor Live Drive. So we're going to get right into the music, if that's okay with you guys. We're going to start off with a song called Red Herring.
And are they there?
Huh?
Say hi, guys.
Say hi, guys.
Greetings. Hello, Detroit,
Southeast. All right.
Michigan.
All right. So this is Red Herring by The Questions, right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.FM. That was Red Herring by The Questions. So, we got The Questions live in studio right now. Motor Live Drive at 5. You know, guys, where'd you get your start? You know, how did you two come together as a band?
Huh, it's funny you should ask that, actually. It's a long story of beatnik misadventure and wandering through the aimless wilderness of this world. Me and Will actually met in a train station down south. Actually, I was hopping trains at the time. I had just gotten out of the service, and I went down to see my cousin who was in New Orleans at the time, and we basically were busking in the streets for music and food and things of that nature. And I met Will down not far off of Bourbon on the street called Toulouse at a place called One Eyed Jack's. It's kind of a, you know, collision of planets. Yeah, it was, just a fast chance at circumstance, but we became fast friends and realized we were both from Michigan, and then I ended up back up here in Michigan, and he was back up here, and we somehow put the musical, you know, thing together, the language.
All right. You guys got another song?
Yeah, this one's called Separation Tax. We've known each other for a while, so it's, you know... But we're just coming off a little bit of a hiatus. With Will had a broken leg, and we're just getting back into things for the season here. So this is off the last recording session that we had floating around, Separation Tax.
All right. Separation Tax by The Questions on the only station making waves, WHFR.FM.
She said I was Rimbo's Blair, and I like the way you comb your hair, darling. Something don't feel right.
All right, that was Separation Tax by The Questions. They're in the studio
actually,
right now.
Not actually Separation Tax, but that's okay. We'll call it that for today.
But so, you know, right before this last song, you said that Will had a broken leg.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I got thrown out of a moving vehicle by a very angry female.
Sounds interesting.
Well, I'm alive here today. It's okay.
That's all that matters, I guess. Well, you guys ready for another song?
Yeah, it's a tune called Void.
All right, Void by The Questions on the Old Stage Making Waves, WHFR.FM. That was The Void by The Questions, right here in Studio J at WHFR. You know, if you like what you hear, you don't have to record it on a cassette anymore. You can go online at www.whfr.fm and you can download the podcast of this week or any other week of Motor Live Drive at 5. So, what kind of gigs do you guys got coming up with in the next month or two?
We got some festivals in the works for the summertime. We got a three-day thing going on where it's tonight at the Russell Industrial Complex down in Detroit. They're having a 52-hour change. One of our boys from Michigan Tattoos putting it together or helping put it together. And we give a shout-out to those guys right now. But we're doing that tonight and tomorrow night at Russell Industrial Complex in Detroit, about 10, 11 p.m., somewhere in that general time frame. Also, Saturday night, we return to Ypsilanti, Michigan, to play the Elbow Room with Sick Sick Nation and Silver Ghost. And after that, we're looking at June 21st at the Bohemian National Home in Detroit, the 5th Annual Fiberglass Freakout, which is always a good time. A lot of great bands participate in that every year. And it looks as though we're going to be doing the 4th Street Fair as well this year, and a couple other things working out for summer.
All right. Sounds good.
When's
4th
Street Fair?
When's the 4th Street Fair?
It's later summer. I couldn't give you an exact date, but I think most people who are, you know, clued into it, no, I think it's in August, I believe.
So sometime in August.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So you ready for another song?
Indeed.
All right. Take it away.
This is a tune that I wrote shortly after me and Will had actually met each other, about our experiences in the Big Easy. It's called Absinthe and Oysters.
That was Absinthe and Oysters by The Questions. They're here at the WHFR studios at Henry Ford Community College. Now, how did, like, what artists or what kind of music got you guys into music? You know, like, who were your influences?
Mostly writers, actually. Writers and deep resource mythology figures. People like Arthur Rimbaud, Charles Baudelaire, you know, the Beats, Ginsberg, Kerouac, Burroughs, Corso, which musically would lead into, you know, a lot of jazz music, a lot of blues, it's all over the board, really. I mean, the thing of it is, this whole galaxy of interesting minds out there, you know. But musically, to answer your question, people like the Dead Kennedys, people like, you know, Tom Waits.
Yeah.
You know, Woody Guthrie.
Mm.
Classic rock, a lot of classic rock. I mean, we're, you know, big time into classic rock band. You know, some of the greats. Need they be mentioned?
Yeah. Well, let's get right back into the music. You ready for another song?
Yeah, this is a newer piece we're working on, called Orphan Street.
All right, take it away.
Thank you.
give it up. And sister, why'd you give it up? You sold your indiscretions, a pocket full of possessions. Sister, why'd you give away?
That was Orphan Street by The Questions. They're here in the studio right now at WHFR on the campus of Henry Ford Community College. You know, coming up next week with the Moto Live Drive, we got the Sound of the Czars. That's next week, a little psychedelic ska band coming up next week. It'll be the 70th band in 74 weeks for Moto Live Drive. And I'm personally excited for it, you know. But also,
this is 69.
Yes. Also, if you wanna hear any Moto Live Drive show at any time, you don't have to take it off the radio, record it on a tape cassette anymore. You can go on the internet at www.whfr.fm, and you can download the podcast every single Moto Live Drive is archived there, and it's pretty cool that you can go back to any date and find a band that you like, and you can hear their live show from here at Henry Ford Community College at WHFR Studios. All right, so you guys ready to play another song?
Absolutely.
All right, what's the next one called?
This is another newer piece we're working on called Lorna Blue.
All right, take it away.
Left to me, your fear is steering you so clear of another truth to me.
feelings about you.
You're listening to The Only Station Making Waves, WHFR.FM. That was Questions with the song Lorna Blue. They're here in the studio right now playing live music. You know, for those just tuning in, how about we give a little rundown again about the gigs that you guys have coming up?
We're actually doing three in a row on the next 3 days, two at the Russell Industrial Complex downtown off of 75 there, a big warehouse full of brilliant minds, beatniks, bohemians, artists, painters, poets, you know, all kind of the same creative energy swirling about. and then Saturday night, we're playing Ypsilanti, Michigan again, one of our favorite watering holes, the Elbow Room, with the a band called Six Ignation and Silver Ghost. And the thing going down at Russell Industrial tonight is a thing called 52-Hour Change, where a bunch of artists and musicians and thinkers alike, curious minds of motion, get together, and it's going to be a 52-hour thing where it goes on through the night, through the day, until Sunday morning, actually. Starts tonight at 8 p.m. and goes until Saturday around midnight, but I suspect it'll probably go into Sunday morning, and yeah, hopefully some beautiful artwork will come out of it. People get together and do collaborative projects, paintings, t-shirt pressings, a lot of music going on. I'm sure there'll be some poets ranting, things of that nature. Decadence, all the good stuff.
All right, and didn't you say you had a show coming up end of August, you said?
We're actually doing the 5th Annual Fiberglass Freakout June 21st this summer. That'll be at the Bohemian National Home with some great bands, the Bird Dogs, Friends of Dennis Wilson, the list goes on and on, actually. Too many to mention at this exact moment, but there's probably 12 to 15 bands a part of that festival. And then in August, I think it's the first week of August, if I'm not mistaken. If I am, I'm sure the phones will ring here. But I believe the first week of August, the 4th Street Fair, which is down on 4th Street in the Wayne State area in Detroit, and most festival goers are pretty familiar with that one. That's an annual thing that's been going on for years and years and years.
All right, well, let's get right back into the music. You got about 20 minutes to play some more music. What are you looking at for the next song?
We're going to do a tune right now that we haven't done in a while. It's called Ship Goes Down. Actually, I might just play it by myself on acoustic here and see how that works.
All right, take it away. It's all been said.
might put you out. They might ruin your head now that it's all been done. You live to lose your love. You hope to make your bed, and it's a give and take. Find a private place so you can say your grace and take the clocks down from the wall. Travel wide and
that was Ship Goes Down by The Questions. They're in the studio right now, and right here at WHFR.FM, you know, the only station making waves. They're performing live right now in the studio. It's pretty fun. But, you know, we have a live band almost every Thursday. There are a few exceptions, but next week isn't one of them. This week isn't one of them. Next week, we have The Sound of the Czars, a little psychedelic slash ska band coming in. That's next week, and it will be the 70th band in 74 weeks. I think that's pretty amazing, personally. But 70 bands in 74 weeks. The Sound of the Czars, that's coming next week. You know, if you like what you hear, and you forgot to put a cassette tape in to record it, you can go online and find the podcast on the website www.whfr.fm. You can go and you can find any podcast, and it'll have I think every single Motor Live Drive that they had. I mean, 70 bands in 74 weeks archived in podcasts at WHFR.FM, www.WHFR.FM. And you can find any band that you want. Well, any band that's played on Motor Live Drive at 5. But you can find a pretty good, you have a good selection, 70 bands. That's a great selection. And you can find that at www.WHFR.FM. And like I said, we're here with The Questions, and they got a few gigs coming up, like tonight and tomorrow night. They're at Russell Industrial, and that's in downtown Detroit. Like I said, that's tonight and tomorrow. I believe it starts at 10, and also Saturday night. So they got three shows, three nights. Well, four shows, actually, because they're here. So that's one show. Then they got one tonight, one tomorrow, and one Saturday. So, Saturday, it's in Ypsilanti in the Elbow Room. This Saturday night in Ypsilanti. I think they're ready. I think they're ready. Are you guys ready? Ready for the next song?
Indeed.
All right, take it away.
It's a young man's life. This one is called Woman Blues. And it's about a certain somebody out there. She knows who she is.
That was the song Woman Blues by The Questions, live here in WHFR Studios. Well, we're going to do a little something a little differently, but what we're going to do is we're going to see, right now we only have the guitarist and the drummer. We're going to display a song that shows their, I don't know what you would call it, but they blend in with other artists around the area, and the song coming up is going to show that. This is off their CD, Karma Tsunami, on the only station making waves, WHFR.fm. That was a song, Buddhistophis Recognize, off their CD Karma Tsunami. I'm sorry if I mispronounce that.
I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it too.
Oh well. like I said before we went into that song, you guys were telling me before that you've played with other artists around the area, and you do that pretty often.
Pretty frequently, yeah. Actually, it's really. Where we get our kicks, man. Sitting and having people sit in, different people from all over town. We have, you know, slam poets, our friends like Jeffrey, Paul, St. John, who jump up on stage with us and let poetry fly to the gods, man. And we have musicians that we work with around town, sort of on the fly to keep it pure and stream of consciousness oriented, which music is, you know, the universal language, the ebb and flow of our own spirit energy. So, but yeah, we work with a lot of people around town, a lot of great musicians, poets. We've done paintings on stage. We like it to be a collaborative effort, community thing, man. Bring people together and watch planets collide, you know, watch spirits sort of catch the wave and surf it on.
Well, it's about 2 till. I'd just like to thank you on behalf of WHFR for coming in.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you having us in. Thank you, guys. And I just want to say really quick, I want to give a shout out to Hala Soleil and Zoe Alexandra out there in the wilderness, in the wild, listening.
All right. Well, do you have one more song that you guys can play?
Yeah.
All right. Take it away.
It's a tune called Brick Meets Window.
Throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dork cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob.